KISU-FM Mackenzie Young joined with members of Westside Players, an all-volunteer community dinner theater in Pocatello. Let's start with introductions. Moving to my left, give your name and how long you've been involved with Westside.
My name is Trina Bondman. This will be my fourth production at Westside.
And I'm Roger Freeman, and I've been working pretty continuously for about 9 years.
And I'm Jackie Sierpinski, and I can't even tell you how many productions, 25 years worth.
Welcome, Trina, Roger, and Jackie. What are we going to be discussing today?
We are producing Witness for the Prosecution by Agatha Christie. It was originally staged in the early 1950s, but has enjoyed a sort of resurgence. There was a production done in London in 2017, and the Idaho Shakespeare Festival Theater did it this past summer. So it's suddenly popular again. We're not sure why, but it's a thumping great melodrama, and it's lots of fun.
When will this production be taking place?
Fridays and Saturdays through October.
Shows are at the Warehouse, 1009 South 2nd Avenue?
Correct.
What are the details?
We open the doors at 6 for cocktails. Dinner is served from 7 to 7:30. Then the show starts at 8.
Jackie, you are the director, correct?
Yes.
And Trina, what role do you play?
I play Romaine, who is basically the witness for the prosecution. So her motives are slightly ambiguous throughout the show, so it's a really fun part to play.
Roger?
I'm playing Sir Wilfred Robarts, who is Queen's Counsel and is the defense attorney for the accused. I think that we can say that it is a murder trial without giving much away, can't
yes,
we?
Absolutely.
That's revealed
yeah.
very early
Leonard
on.
Leonard Vole is on trial for his life. He's yeah. accused of having committed a murder, and the play is about what happens when you're accused of murder. This was long enough ago that they still practiced capital punishment in England, and so if he's found guilty, he'll be hanged.
You're pretty familiar with Agatha Christie,
Jackie. Yes, although I never met her. I can't claim that. No, I started reading her novels when I was an undergraduate and read as many as I could find. I think she wrote 80-some, and I don't know that I've read them all, but this is the third of her plays that I've directed. But she was a very skilled novelist and an excellent playwright, and she's good. She knows how to keep you guessing, and the characters are interesting. The plot moves right along. This one's a challenge in a way that the others aren't, because it does happen in a courtroom. And you know, in courtrooms, people talk about stuff, but they don't do a lot.
And one of the things about this play, and Trina has already alluded to it a bit, and talking about the ambiguities of Romaine's character and others, is the characters are so very richly textured. There are many, many nuances to these. And there's a fair amount of humor in it. Jackie's right that it is a great thumping melodrama, but there is, in fact, quite a bit of rather dry humor. But it is, it does
is
have,
British,
it,
right?
it is, it is very
yes,
British. And
yes.
it, but it does have its wonderful moments of humor. But these are very richly textured characters and wonderful relationships between them. And it's quite a delightful study in character.
Yes, like Jackie was saying, when you have a courtroom or it's people just talking about what's going to be going on in the courtroom, sitting in an office. So it really gives you a chance as an actor, as a performer, figure out how are you going to act without moving. Like mm-hmm. you're sitting in a chair, but you still have to be emotional. You still have to have those physical reactions, but you have to do it all without taking the whole stage and sweeping around dramatically and stuff like that. You just have to do it all just kind of sitting and being still. So that's kind of a fun and kind of different.
And some wonderful surprises along the way.
The other thing about it, of course, is that they're attractive because these mysteries happen in a very moral universe. Good is good, and bad is bad, and evil is evil, and she's very clear about that. The characters, you don't necessarily know which side of the line they're falling on, and she's good at setting up red herrings, and so that you think, well, maybe this is the truth, or maybe that is the truth, and it keeps you guessing, but you have the satisfaction of knowing that God's in his heaven, and all's right with the world, and the evil will be punished. You know, it's very satisfying.
And not to get too drama professory on it, but it's one of those wonderful things that you read about, even people like Aristotle talking about. A wonderful play is one in which you do not necessarily see the end coming, but when the end arrives, it makes perfect sense all along the way.
That's another thing. Christine never cheats. She never makes an ending that wasn't prepared for in the play. The clues are there. They're not obvious. And we hope we haven't sort of made them obvious, but they're there. And so there is that satisfaction as well of going, ah, I should have seen it.
It keeps people on the edge of their seats.
Yes, I think so.
In addition to this mystery keeping people on the edge of their seat, I believe it's the players in the theater that keep the seats full. Can you tell us what is the size of the cast?
In the original script, there are 31 characters. We don't have that many. Our stage is not as big as the Old Bailey in London. We can't have all those people on stage or we wouldn't be able to move. So we're doing the Old Bailey light, let's call it that.
Yes.
And even then, it's still pretty crowded.
You know, this is a good-sized cast.
Yes, and I see in the newsletter that there are quite a few familiar names. Brandon Stanger, Bart Novotniak, Mike Sierpinski, Steve Maharis, Richard Schlehuber, Skip Taft, Bo Hudson, Gabrielle Joan Kane, Justina Lockhart, Wes Malvini, Tom Powell, and Karen Cease. What an incredible lineup. Is there anything new going on at Westside right now?
Well, we have a new caterer. The Yellowstone is going to be catering this show, and they have never been our caterer before. So that'll be fun for the audience, and people who did not attend the summer show may not know that we're now doing our own bar. And it's a long, complicated story, but that means that we can serve beer and wine, and we do have the pre-mixed cocktails that have a controlled alcohol level. That's why we can serve them, but we're doing our own bar. I think people will be pleasantly surprised at the prices and will recognize some of the servers from other shows. So another thing that might be interesting is that in every play there are antagonists and protagonists and characters who are antagonistic toward one another. And really the biggest power struggle in this play happens between these two characters, between Romaine and Sir Wilfrid. That all by itself is pretty interesting. They face off a couple of times.
I should have mentioned my character Romaine Heiliger is the wife of the accused. So that's why she's important to the story, because she is his alibi witness, but she's his wife. And so they kind of are questioning her motivations, because can you believe the wife? Should you believe the wife?
But you must not upset yourself.
You keep saying that, but I am not upset.
No, I see you have great courage and fortitude. I am impressed.
Probably my favorite line is, men I think are not very clever. Which, say it kind of aside, like, hey, men I don't think are very clever.
Especially men who've already said,
ungrateful beasts, women.
KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young, discussing West Side Players' October show. More at westsideplayers.org.